we're up to Shirashirim Perek Beis, Posuk, actually Posuk Gimel. But we learned before Hashem was talking to Klal Yisrael, referring to them with, you know, with words of Kein Rayosu Bin Abonais, referring to them in this special loving way amongst all the other nations, and amongst the other nations, the Sipuna says that causes tsar, and we explain it's in the matzah of tsar that Hashem, it says, Hashem tsar pokduho, that in tsar Hashem remembers us and redeems us, because sometimes we're not worthy of the relationship with Hashem in the minuchas hanefesh, in the peaceful situation, tranquil situation of the mikdash of Eretz Yisrael. So he had to send us into Golus, and it's in the Golus with the suffering that we have that we're able to connect with him. So that was the previous discussion. Then he continues, ketapuach batzei hayar kei doidi bein habonim. Just as an apple tree is in the forest, so too is my beloved amongst the other nations. Meshiva Adas Yisroel. Klal Yisroel now is talking to Hashem. This is the Sipur Nugin. Hashem, hinei roi lochush lichvoid shimecho. Klal Yisroel is suffering in the Golos here. And Hashem is telling them that it's through the suffering that you're elevated, that you're brought closer to me, because in the matzav of closeness of Eretz Yisroel, we took advantage of it. Maybe there was a chibur yisera, Rashi says in one place, but we rebelled against Hashem. We didn't do the mitzvahs in the second base of the mikdash. It was prevalent with sinas chinam, was yiferlach, lashon hara. The Chofetz Chaim says, memela, there had to be a golus to bring about an awareness, an awakening, to return to Hashem. And in that matzav, we come back to him. So Klal Yisrael doesn't argue the point that there are benefits in the suffering, but they come to Hashem with something else. Look what they say. He says, that's the way he learns. See, Rashi's pshat is much more into the words of Shir HaShirim. The Sipurno is a little bit more poetic, but it's kitabuach batzei hayar. It's just like the apple tree is in the forest. Kein doide bein habonim, so mishiva knesses Yisrael, ad Yisrael, Hashem. Hinei roi locho shechvod shemech. We understand everything. We're suffering. The suffering is for our benefit. That's what brings us closest. But you should be choshish for the kovod shamayim. Look at your name in the world today. This is the Am Hashem. This is the people. People, you took out of Mitzrayim. You brought into Eretz Yisrael. You made, put this, place them on top of the world. You built this base habchira, basey, base tefillah l'chol ha'amim. And then you destroy this edifice, and you chase them out, and they're suffering in the Golos. And who is it? The Am Hashem, the people of the book, the people that gave the world the Bible from Sinai. Everybody knows this. And it says, Roy Lochosh, you should be choshish for your own kovet, the kovet shemecha. By degrading Klal Yisrael, albeit for necessary reasons being that's unfortunately what's going to bring us close to Hashem, the difficulties that we go through, because in the matzav of positive connection, we lost it. But Kovet Shemayim is suffering. The Umos HaOlam look at the Am Hashem, and they say, Am Hashem? So if the Am Hashem is bebizui, if the world feels free to attack and destroy and decimate and insult and degrade in every way possible the Am Hashem, that's a reflection on the Kovet Shemecho. He says, hey, Roy, that's the Klal Yisrael. That's very interesting. I always find this interesting, that Klal Yisrael is in the midst of their own suffering. And in a sense, in the previous psukim, complaining about it. You know, we wish, the whole discussion started, that we wanted to be close to the Shekhinah. We want you to show the Shekhinah. We want you to show more Ashkoch HaProtis. He says, I gave you the Torah. You can find the Moifsim Sichlium, and that can inspire you to connect with Hashem. Well, that is true. In that matzav of so suffering so much, and we know what the Golos is for Klal Yisrael. What does Klal Yisrael worry about? Klal Yisrael worries about the Ein Zeh Kovet Hashchina. He says, Hinei Roi Lochush Lichvoit Shemecha. That a person has, a nation has the ability to suffer so much, and in the suffering, their biggest complaint, when the suffering is explained to them, I mean, it's also a taina, it's also a form of tefillah, But even you don't. The Klal Yisrael doesn't say tefillas to Hashem that they're faking. You can't fake him. So we're saying, bothers us. Bothers us the Kavod Shamayim. I believe. I said this once many, many years ago. After they captured Yerushalayim, they captured the old city. That there's this famous picture of all these soldiers standing by the coastline. I think some of them wearing hats, some of them not. And you see their faces, the simcha, the tears, the mixed emotions that they're standing. They came to this coastal. So I said, what were they? They weren't even religious people. So what were they responding to? And there was a lot of mixed feelings there. So Lamaisa, the coastal was a garbage dump. Between 48 and 67, they didn't dare to try to destroy it because the coastal Marobi will never be destroyed. And they may have tried, but nothing happened. But they made it into a garbage dump. These people came. They weren't religious, but they were Jews. And they saw this holiest of holy places as a garbage dump. And that contrast that bothers them. The Jew has the ability to feel for the Kavod Shamayim, for the Kavod Hashchina, despite the fact that he's suffering, and despite the fact that he's distanced and doesn't really have, at least on a conscious level, that connection with Hashem. That's the power that we have. So I think that's expressed over here too. And it's something that I think that we have to realize, because sometimes we feel we're so desensitized and we're so turned off and we're so concerned with our own suffering that we don't have that ability. We do have that ability to be concerned about Kavod Shamayim. You see, you hear stories in Holocaust or other times in history where Jews were able to rise to the occasion to give their lives, little children even, to give their lives on Kiddush Hashem, because that concern for Kavod Shamayim is deeply ingrained within the neshama of every Jew, and even if he's personally suffering, it rises to express itself, and even if he's distant and remote, but he has that feeling inside. Anyway, that's that. Ki omnom kimoy ha-tapuach shehu nechpad mikol atzei hayar, ve'ein shom makir ma'aloso al ha-shar, kein ein min ha-umois makir ma'aloscha b'nei ho-elohim. He says like this. What's the now he's trying to put it into the posuk. What's ki tapuach batzei hayar? He says, just like the apple tree in the forest is... it's nechpad mikol etz hayar ve'ein shom makir ma'aloso al hashar, but nobody recognizes it's milus. I guess it's taken for granted. Maybe it's at one point I think it said it's bigger. Somebody said that. I don't know why. But the tapuach tree, it's mamish the best. I don't know. They say an apple a day keeps the doctor away. You know, you should have some apples. You know, it's too many apples. All right. Anyway.
There's a big box on the
and so I'm saying there's plenty of apples there. An apple is supposed to be a very nourishing food. So a tapuach is a choshev tree. He says, but the only thing is, chashivus is not enough. Ein shom makir ma'aloso el hashar. The Klal Yisrael is concerned. You're the most choshev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the umos don't realize it. And that's a pain that they feel. Klal Yisrael in the golus, again, the picture. Klal Yisrael in the golus, suffering personal, communal, national oppression and affliction and yisurei gehenim, is bemoaning the fact that Hashem, you should worry about your cover a little bit too, and then they're feeling the pain. You know, you're the greatest, and nobody recognizes it. That bothers us. It bothers us. Now, how many of us think about it? This Sipurna says to us that we are bothered by the fact that the world doesn't fully appreciate our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the fact that they're able to do the things they are to us, imagine that. There's a stabbing in Yerushalayim. There's an attack in Yerushalayim. So really what that says is that the world doesn't appreciate our Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Am Hashem. The fact that the United Nations could care less and the President of the United States could... Maybe they say he cares, but he's not doing anything about it, and so forth and so on. And anyway, and what? Anyway, you never know today. Anyway, we kiss like this. So, Abba Lamaisa, what we should also think, look, the world is not makir. It hurts me that they could do such a thing because they're not makir Hashem. It's very, very interesting if you notice We say it on the other days, not Monday and Thursdays, although Rabbi Yashiv suggests we should say it every day. And I see how prophetic that wisdom was, that certainly these days it's Negea Mamish like every day. But he suggested we should say every day, Pei Gimel. Pei Gimel, at the end we say, Malei Pneihem Koloin. Their faces should be filled with this disgrace, the enemies of Klal Yisrael. Vivakshu Shimcho Hashem. We ask that our enemies should search out the name Hashem. It bothers us. The enemy who is afflicting us, who's paining us, who's killing us. But we have a personal pain, but we also have another pain. We say, we want them to connect with Hashem. I don't think. What? Yeah. This is who we talking about. The enemy. Look here. Yeah? So then we ask, I say, Lem Kimidion, because he's Nishmu, Zain Doer, or Doemel, or Adon, we want she say, Moy, the Devemo, Kabrahim, and Chizel, so call me Scherb, Shom, Nir Shalonu, find where I kill them. Get rid of them. These are bad people. They want to, they said, Nir Shalonu, Ace Noy, said, they're going to take over the Beis HaMikdosh and the Harabai. So this is Mamish is talking to today, what's going on? But then at the end we say, Vivak Shimcho Hashem. V'yedu ki ato Shimcho Hashem levadecho elyon al kol haaretz. That's how it ends. Her enemies, the guys that are stabbing us, should know that you, Hashem, are. They should know, ato Shimcho Hashem levadecho, yor levadecho elyon al kol haaretz. That you're elevated on the whole world, everyone should. So the Jew has, b'shas, he's personally suffering. And Bishas, he's remote from Hashem, all of us. It's a chiddush to every one of us. Do we think in those terms? Maybe consciously we don't. Subconsciously it bothers. The Kovet Hashchina bothers us. We want that these people, that's what we say, those psukim there. We want V'yedu Kiyato Shimcha Hashem Levadecho. These enemies, the one that have ganged up, the ones that they're going to be Yerush and Oisei Lekim, the one that don't want to let us near the Harabayas, that we shouldn't be going there anyway, but that's besides the point. The ones that are destroying us, the enemy, they're stabbing us to death, they're killing us. But it bothers us that the Kovet Hashchina, that this is the power that they have. And this means that we all have that inside of us.
I know this, we talk about, I mean, it's not like this is it's an obvious question, but I'm still not really sure how to deal with it. How do we, you seem very comfortable saying, oh, it's an expression of something deeply internal within us, but how do you know? I mean, it could be social, it could be very easily just socially.
You know the song, how do I know? The Bible tells me so. Shleim HaMelech was misnabe, beruach kodshoi. That the Klal Yisrael in the Golus is going to speak this way. So Shlomo HaMelech understood Beruach HaKodesh, the Nevuah. This is a Nevuah.
Okay, but if I'm not being so much on Shlomo HaMelech, like even the story with the soldiers, where you're saying...
Well, that's Gedarsha. That's me.
Fine, that's
anything I say, you could discount. But what Shlomo HaMelech says...
Let's say it's true. So what does that help me that it's subconscious?
Why does it help you? I'll tell you what helps you. Because
I don't really feel it.
No. Listen. The best way to get in touch with your subconscious is to realize.
To go to a therapist.
Not yet, soon. Yeah, soon. But the best way to get in touch with your subconscious is to realize what's going on there. And if I know on authority, and I say Shlomo HaMelech is the authority. He was Beruach HaKodesh, he wrote this, he knows the truth. And if I know on authority that this is what's going on inside, all of a sudden it starts to surface a little more. I guarantee that the next time, you see, you hear of something that's going on, whatever, Rahmanul Islam, we shouldn't hear any more things, but you'll at least give a thought. Yeah, you know, look at that. They don't appreciate. Here's the Am Hashem. This is the Creator. These are the people that the Creator himself chose to bring his message to the world, to assure that this message continues to be brought to the world. And here they are. Let's get rid of them. Let's stab them. Let's make them miserable. Let's kill them all. Let's get them out. Let's put them into the Mediterranean. Right? Chase them into the Yam. It's going to start to bother us. Because when we're aware that we have that feeling inside, all of a sudden it surfaces more. So I think it is very valuable. You'll see. Let me know. I mean, we shouldn't have any situations. But just look around here, you know, the situations we have here. This is not COVID show.
Maybe it's like,
maybe you should look around every day.
Yeah, just look around, you know what?
How do you know it's like a, that person, it's a little bit, that's exactly arguing, but how do you know that a person feels like that, that it's a culture, right? Maybe he feels like, oh, people are, it's like he's defensive, like it's like an insecurity, like, oh, like maybe like Hashem, like not like as a be, like left me, but like you, like Hashem is not powerful enough to help me, like you, like.
No, because you see how he started. Hinei roi lochush lekvoid shemecha. You should be choishish for the covet of your own name. It's like we're giving Hashem advice. We're saying, hey, you know something? Your name is being disgraced. Now, it's true, it's a little bit of a manipulation. I didn't want to use that word, but that's what it really is. Because tefillah is an attempt to manipulate the circumstances, right? We ask Hashem, have rachmanis, change things, you know. A manipulation is a harsh word. That's what I do. But that's, but you know, but that's, but that's, but that, that's, that, that's the idea.
Correct.
But he said, ein hine roi lochush lekvoit shemecha. Come on, be choishish lekvoit shemecha. But here we see, it says, nobody, it hurts us. It says, it's your nechbad mikol atzei hayar. You're the ultimate. And people don't know. Ein shom makir malos alasha. And it's something else. I didn't even hear that until now. The pain is not just that this enemy doesn't isn't makir. The pain is much greater. Nobody's makir. A Jew feels that the whole world. The whole world. Nobody's makir Hashem. It bothers me. And the truth of the matter is, I believe that if we're aware that subconsciously we have that feeling, and as in like we mentioned in reference to what Hillel said, is that that brings forth a more conscious awareness of that feeling, then I have now developed a tremendous motivation to do something about it. What can I do about it? What can I do about it? So I would say like this. We really would love to do for the whole world. But somebody woke up one day and said, you know something? Maybe we should first take care of our own house. You know, we got still millions. We don't know how many anymore. It's not as much as it used to be. Of Jews that don't know anything about Hashem. They don't know the difference in Hashem. They mamish, nitnodos. I remember like today, sitting in a teacher training session, 25 years ago, in Brooklyn, and had choshev yunga light from yeshivas, like it was koil yunga light this, and one koil yunga man, a very choshev guy, looked very choshev, sounded very choshev. When I said something about that fathers don't lie to their sons, yeah, and therefore they, that which they saw, they passed on. So many fathers who stood by Har Sinai passed it on to their children. So this guy said to me, the goyim don't lie to their children either. And I was shocked. First of all, I'm not sure about that, whether they lie or not. The commitment to truth of Klal Yisrael is far greater than anyone else. And if you need a proof for that, look at the way people kvetch just to figure out exactly what it means. Look at the audacity that a Tosfos has to ask a kasha on the Gemara. The Ketanim Shebohem Machayim Mesim, Ravina Ravashi, and the smallest Amoroim were able to be Machayim Mesim. Who is Tosfos? That's a kasha. A Temo? Who? Are you in the air? Even an Amoroim to ask a kasha on a Mishnah. Well, it's a commitment to emes. That's what this Yadus is all about, truth. So I'm not sure about the goy, but forget it. But I told the guy, listen what he tells his son. He tells his son that 30 years after he passed away, Yoshka was walking along, Paul was walking along on his way to Damascus, and Yoshka appeared to him and said, it's time to galvanize into a whole new sect, a whole new religion. One man had a dream. I mean, maybe had a dream,
yeah,
hallucination.
They think it's true.
What? Who?
They think it's true.
All right.
No, but they're telling their son.
But they're all they're telling their son is we. The difference between telling my son I know and I believe. Well, just listen. I know and I believe. But it bothered me that he have amongst our people who don't really realize what's the difference between us and the other religions.
So that wasn't the same millions you were talking about.
What? Who?
Those were the
But then I realized. I realize it. So what am I saying? If we're looking for a motivation to be Marbet Stira, to go out and share what we have to others, this is a tremendous motivation. That we have so many people that we inside are feeling a pain that, how does it say, that Kvod Shemecha, that what? It says, Ein Shom, you're the greatest, the Ein Shom Makir Ma'alosu Al Hashar. Nobody realizes, Ki Ein Min Ha'umais Makir Ma'alosu Al Kol B'nei, Al B'neihu Elohim. Sharei Sori Ha'umais Ki Omru, whatever, so he goes on. He says, there's nobody who recognizes that. That hurts us, that hurts us. If I know that I have that pain, that I can use that pain as a motivation to do something about it. And we can do something about it.
By Jews, there's no feeling out for themselves.
No, I'm sure there is too. I'm sure, but in fact, the Kiddush is in the Kovet Shemayim. And that's a tremendous
Kovet. The Pashas is not like the Spano, right? Because the Pashas,
we're learning it.
Saying no, because we're insecure that we don't have the...
That could be, that could be, but...
We're not recognized as Hashem's God.
Fine, but that could be, we're learning what the Sipurnu learns. One thing I see like this, I see that we have within us that feeling. For example, look at a guy. You know, the guy seems a little bit, he's not exactly holding where he should be. But think about it. Here's an opportunity for doiris of Kovet Shemayim. He'll have children, he'll have grandchildren. You know, exponentially how in three generations how a family gets big. You know, even if they have just a handful of kids and this and then. You're talking about in 100 years, you're talking about, who knows, thousands of descendants. So you look at this one individual, and he represents so many opportunities to be Marvin Kovet Shemayim. And if I know that I have that feeling that I want to do that, and I know that the world doesn't appreciate it, if I feel I have a special message, if I feel I have a deeper sense of what it's about, if I feel I have a message that may be a little bit more palatable, a little bit more, that people will be a little bit more anxious, not anxious is the word, anxious in a good sense, to accept, you know, not anxiety, it's the same word, whatever, you know what I mean, they'll want to accept, a message that they'll want to accept. So look, I care about the Kovet Shemayim. I can access that subconscious feeling because knowing that Shlomo HaMelech prophesied that that's what's going to be, so I can begin to feel it. I can take that feeling now and say, look at the world. Let's do something about it. And that's, I think, what we got to do.
Shkoyach.